I'm gonna take a minute.
There's information in your agenda packet. This is the item regarding a follow-up questions that the board asked about the Oak Poplar Neighborhood Traffic Plan, which is a plan that proposes traffic calming measures and other recommendations to improve bicycle and pedestrian and motor vehicle safety in the neighborhood. And the information on those 8 questions is provided in the agenda packet. If need be, I can pull up the presentation that was given in March by the consultants, Martin Alexiou Bryson, who crafted the plan. I can pull up the report itself. And just one quick point with respect to the West Main Street Road Diet, which of course is an associated project with this. You may have seen some temporary paint out on West Main Street. That's kind of a preliminary visualization by NCDOT staff as to what the different lane widths would look like. And they initially had thought they might be able to do a temporary restriping this fall of the road diet. Now that looks like that won't happen. But they verbally told us that it looks promising that we've always expected that this project would happen, the Main Street Road Diet would happen during the resurfacing of the road. And I think every indication we've gotten so far, without being 100% sure, is that the road would be eligible for resurfacing next summer. So that would mean that the road diet could be is less than a year away.
Yeah, Jeff, the road diet and the restriping, there's some manholes along West Main. Do you know, are you familiar with where those are?
Some of them.
Will those be in the bike lane, or once we do the road diet, will they be in the bike lane, or do you know?
It depends on, I know where, the one I'm familiar with is there's one in the middle of the intersection of Weaver and Main. I'm not familiar with all the manholes. Perhaps George knows more, but usually, in other bike lane situations, maybe not.
I'm sure George knows more about something. Dad, I don't know.
Anyway, if you look at Fidelity Street and some other streets, sometimes the bike lane just traverses the manhole, and you hope to have as flush of a grade as possible. So the bike lane wouldn't be diverted in any way. Mm-hmm. It would maintain its position 6 feet from the 6 feet from the curb.
Yeah, that's something I just want to look into a little bit. I heard from a citizen that saw the stripings and kind of, the bike lanes are going right over the manholes. And then I was trying to remember where we were kind of dieting and whether it was in that spot or not. So.
Yeah, we can certainly look more into that and communicate with the NCDOT staff who are working on this project.
Okay.
Sammy.
I'd like to thank you very much and commend you for including greenhouse gas emissions as a consideration. That is valuable. The other question was, the first question is the Poplar having it be a two-way for bikes. It's mentioned that that's never been implemented in the U.S., but in European. And I'm wondering if that means it's not implementable in the U.S., or it just hasn't happened. We could do it if we so wanted. And part of that question is because on Poplar Avenue essentially functions as a two-way bikeway. Like no biker.
Not officially, but.
Not officially, but de facto it does. So why not just make that official and take pride in it?
Currently, the town code has specifically prohibits bikes from using the walking lane on the north side of Poplar, of East Poplar. And of course, there's nothing in state law or local ordinance that permits a vehicle to ride. In fact, it's prohibited to ride in the opposite direction as in the same lane as
there isn't
as motor vehicle traffic.
Yeah, so, in theory, you could.
You see a lot of cyclists riding west on East Poplar, And, you know, is it, you know...
As far as we know, no one's ever gotten a ticket for it.
Traffic's going so slow that, you know, there's plenty of room to, you know, in that situation, which is not legal, there's plenty of room for the cyclist and the motor vehicle to shift. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's not allowed in state statute or local ordinance.
It isn't allowed.
No, it is not allowed.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And there's also a little bit of not necessarily a little, but at least theoretically a kind of a liability issue for town government.
To take it official.
Well, I mean, you know, even the eastbound direction, that is, say, the going with the flow of traffic, used to formerly be marked as a bike lane along there, and Wayne Pine, the anti-bike lane cycling activist, came and made a big fuss about how it didn't meet any of the standards and for a bike lane, and how the ditch was deep, and if somebody ran off the road, that they were going to sue us. And we, 6 or 7 years ago, therefore changed the designation on the road to remove references to it being a bike lane on the eastbound direction. Forget the westbound direction, because it didn't meet any of the standards, and we were concerned that if somebody got into an accident, that they would, you know, try and bring a kind of slip and fall, in my view, more or less bogus lawsuit against us. And part of the reason we went ahead and did that was not just the concern about the possibility of a lawsuit, but also the reality that nobody cares what it says on the road out there. People are going to use the road the way that they use the road. And as far as westbound, the problem is even worse from a liability point of view. Lydia?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if there's an item discussing the possibility of the one-way street on Oak Avenue with the striped sidewalk, and there was a notation that you were seeking comments from the fire department. Did we get any comments from them?
No, we didn't actually receive any at this time.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking about steps and moving forward and wondering, so the 16,000 to 24,000 for the traffic analysis, that's not in the budget for this year, because we haven't said that we wanted that to happen.
Right.
But it possibly could be for next year, it seems like. And an interim step, it seems like, could be this the traffic calming measure with the cones, like the one that's on James and Hillsborough. Is that right? It's on James and Hillsborough. That there's a suggestion for that to be along Oak, although it says in here the aesthetics of the cones, some people don't like them. And so it seems like that could be a step just to see how that would work now that we could move forward with. And then I assume decide if we want to do this traffic analysis. I'm also curious about whether the community the folks who live on that street actually are interested in it being one way or not. I know that they came to one of the meetings before, but before we spend $16,000, it seems like we'd want to know if they actually want it to be one way.
Based on the conversations I've heard on our neighborhood Facebook group, I would say there's definitely some interest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's
there were also some people who were definitely against, there were a lot of people interested.
It just seems like before we move forward, I mean, if folks are interested in that. We might.
I can arrange for them to all email you if that's what you're asking.
I know, I believe them. I'm just wondering if we can move forward.
Yeah, I agree.
Do the cones and then.
I agree with Michelle. I mean, I think my next step would be to seem to ask staff if in next year's budget we could have the TIA, the traffic assessment, the traffic impact assessment. But I also could, even though I know a lot of folks on that street have spoken to us about the possible one-way direction, it would be perhaps just informative to see if any of them had anything further to say to us, particularly because some of these other decisions rely on whether we make it one way or not. For instance, that pedestrian island at the intersection of Oak and Greensboro. I mean, we really need that.
Yes.
We need it yesterday, yes, but we don't necessarily want to do that until we determine whether we're going to do the one-way Oak or not. So.
And I think it's worth considering that a lot of the school buses coming to Carver Elementary do come from the north. They come down Greensboro Street and turn right onto Oak Avenue. So there's, you know, I mean, saying well, they can just come down to Shelton Street and turn right there, that works fine in passenger automobiles, but in a big long school bus, that intersection is tight, you know, so that's not necessarily that feasible.
Yeah, right.
And very busy in the morning. And those of us who are trying to go the other way would really appreciate some school buses slowing down the traffic, but I guess, you know, anyway, my point being, do realize that the interest of the school bus is trying to get to the school is an important one. Perhaps there's a way for it to be, for there to be a bus only lane on the southbound direction or something like that. But anyway, I think it's all just a little more complicated than immediately meets the eye. But I definitely think it's worthy of study. All right, so somebody make a motion so we can get out of here.
I guess I'd like to move the attachment and be it further resolved. I think that we have a follow-up item on our agenda where we have some type of item where we can hear from the public about their feelings about Oak Avenue becoming one way, and perhaps at that time we could get follow-up from the fire department and perhaps the school system or any other impacted entities.
Okay, and do you want to give any specific direction on any of these other things?
Well, they seem to hinge on, at least some of them seem to hinge on our determination of the one way. You know, like the raised pedestrian island, you know,
I guess it's not recommended
to pursue that until we resolve the one way conversion. Mm-hmm. That's the one that really jumps out at me.
I was thinking more of the striped sidewalk, but that also kind of depends on the one way street.
Do the cones also depend on that too? The speed bump or table on Oak Avenue? Because they would be where the...
It doesn't...
I mean, couldn't we move forward?
Typically, that goes through the residential traffic management plan process that we have for traffic calming requests. There's nothing in that process that speaks to temporary traffic calming measures. I think in the case of Hillsboro and James, what you had was a Safe Routes to School action plan recommendation and testing out to see how effective that would be. But typically, yeah, traffic calming measures will go through that process.
Yeah, because there are different issues. It's how the traffic moves. I mean, I don't know anything about traffic, but how the traffic moves and also the speed. So it seems like doing number 5 would help with the speed, at least, whether it's one way or not, right? And that's part of the issue for folks who live on the street is how fast people drive down that road.
That's correct. The best way to lower speeds is not through posted speed limit changes, but through the design of the road, and that includes traffic calming measures.
We have a speed table, which, as you point out here, has done some good at the 100 block of Oak Avenue. What would number 5? Where would it be on number 5? Because we already have one, you know what I mean?
I mean, looking at some, this is new information. We took some speed data just last Thursday and found that speeds in the 100 and 200 block are about the same as they were, a little bit lower actually compared to the 2007 data. Up towards the 500 block, they were a little bit higher. They were in the 26 to 29. These are 85th percentile speeds, so the speeds at which 85% of drivers travel either that or lower. So 15% of drivers drive above this level, and they were 26 to 29% on the northern end of Oak Avenue.
Do you want me to add that to the...
Well, I mean, I don't want to just decide right here and now that we're going to do it, unless, or more to the point, without feeling that it's going to have, I mean, an impact. Because, I mean, on the one hand, I hear the data you're citing. On the other hand, people who live in the 100 block of Oak Avenue feel, some of them anyway, feel that it hasn't done all that much. So I don't want to spend a bunch of money to do something that's not going to be effective.
And then maybe it could be just as part
or
of our...
Or even not perceived as being effective.
Well, when this comes back to us, we could say any continued update or conversation about a speed bump, and the neighborhood could speak to that as well.
And you know, it's that 15,
I mean, that makes sense to me.
It's that 15% that's really of concern, because 85% of people can be just fine or a little less than fine. And then you get 15% that come hauling down at 40, 45. That's who's going to run over your cat, you know?
Or your dog.
Oh.
Or your neighbor.
Or
yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe more to the point, any of them. Yeah. No, it's true. Sammy?
I'm still pursuing this Poplar crossing. I understand that it's hard because it's challenging because there's a 100-foot crossing, but I know that for the southern portion it was also challenging because it's a huge swath of pavement, and that's being pursued and resolved through the putting in of an island. Looking at the aerial photographs, on the northern portion there's a really wide curve that I think I would want to see an exploration of putting in an island there in the same way that on the southern portion is being done. And the reason I keep bringing this up is because this has been brought up to me by many people in our community as a concern for them. So what I'm talking about is this corner down here. It's just as wide. If you could add a triangle up in that section there and have like the turn lane in the same way that it's being treated there, you'll minimize that 100-foot length. I mean, it's pretty extreme right now, but you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And it is a recommendation of the Safe Routes to School Action Plan that an island be placed right in this location.
And is there a reason why we can't, given that we're doing all these paintings of lines, and even on Poplar it looks like there's some painting of line there, that can't be included in this project in the same way that we've done up there?
Well, I mean, that's something we could certainly look into.
I would love to hear more about it. Thank you.
All right. So,
can we include that?
Yeah. So we'll include that as one of our recommendations. So I made that motion.
All right. Second. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Power passed unanimously.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, PTA thrift shop. All those in favor? Are there any questions for the staff on this? All right, is there a motion?
Move the item.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, yeah. All those in favor, now that Michelle has seconded it, signify by saying aye.
Michelle has become
all opposed.
I do need to go home.
Matter passed unanimously.
Last week, Mr. Anniversary.
Yeah, we're obviously, it's late and we don't have a significant chunk of our board here.